Now, just a warning, our next story deals with sexual crime. In 2008, an American woman who was viciously raped by a teenage stranger on a visit to Belfast, the film producer Winnie M. Lee had decided to go for a walk in Colnglen Forest Park when she was attacked by 15-year-old Edward Gerard Connors. He was later released, sentenced to 8 years in prison with 2 years probation. He served 4 years in jail. She's now written a novel called Dark Chapter, inspired by her experience and those of other women, telling the story of a rape from the perspective of both the victim and the perpetrator. Winnie will be appearing at the Belfast Book Festival tonight, and I've been speaking to her. She began by telling me about the day of the attack.
Yeah, it was April 12th, 2008, and I had just actually finished a whole series of events related to the 10th anniversary of the peace process. I'd been invited as a Mitchell Scholar to attend these events, and they finished on Friday evening, and on Saturday morning I decided I want to go for a hike on my own, because that's what I like to do as a hobby. So I found a hike in my Lonely Planet guidebook that said it was an 11-mile hike that was going to go through the Belfast Hills, and it was going to start in a place called Colnglen Forest Park. So I packed a rucksack and I went to that park on my own, and I intended to go on that hike on my own, but obviously didn't turn out that way, I guess.
And did you fear for your life?
Yeah, I mean, of course I did. I think any rape victim does in that scenario. And then what happened, obviously, was I was in this park and I was walking, and I was approached by a young boy, a 15-year-old boy, who said he was lost and asked for directions. And I thought that was a bit strange because I'm obviously not from here. But I tried to help him out, and he tried to engage me in a conversation. And eventually, he just kept on following me, and I didn't realize that he was following me. And when I got to a very remote part of the park, I remember looking down and seeing him in the trees behind me and thinking, I think I'm in trouble. But by that point, there was no one else around. And so this is all described in the novel. It's in a much better way than what I'm saying right now on the radio. But yeah, there was a moment of fear when I realized I was in trouble. And then he assaulted me, and he was incredibly violent. So yeah, I was punched and I was choked. And I, you know, there were moments where I couldn't breathe. And yeah, of course, I feared for my life.
What was he saying to you?
I mean, that's actually in the novel. I don't really feel quite comfortable saying that over the radio, if that's all right. But, I mean, he approached me, and he was very demanding. And I did try to fight him off at first, and then I realized this person is so violent that the more I try to fight, actually I'm probably going to be either injured or killed somewhere along the way. Yeah, if you want more detail, you can read the book. But I was, I was terrified. I mean, I did think I was going to die. And at the same time, I was thinking, I can't believe this is actually happening to me, because I had intended to go on a hike, and this was supposed to be a relaxing afternoon, and this has just gone completely wrong. It's become a nightmare.
The perpetrator fled to Dublin. He later gave himself up. He was sentenced to 8 years in prison, and he served 4 years in jail. What type of impact does that have on you, that type of sentence, 4 years in jail?
Well, so he was sentenced to 8, but then because of 50% remission, he served 4. It's 8 years in prison. An 8-year sentence is longer than what a lot of other rapists get, shockingly. I mean, and it's very different in the States. I think people get, 20 to 25 years for rape. Here, it tends to be definitely under 10 years. So I don't know. In some ways, it's an arbitrary number. If the justice system decides that 8 years is what it is, and that's fine, is it fair for that person to actually only serve half the time? Probably not. But at the end of the day, I mean, does it really make a difference to me if he served 8 years in prison or 4 years? I mean, if I wanted as a victim, I could get really hung up on that sense of justice and revenge, or however you want to term that. But at the end of the day, I mean, I don't think it makes a huge difference to my life how long he is in prison. I think obviously he needs to be punished, and he has been. And I think at this point, those 8 years are now over.
I guess for some people, the length of punishment is at least some comfort that nasty, vile act has a consequence if anybody even contemplates doing it. And 4 years in jail, I know you said 8-year sentence, but 4 years in jail, it does not seem, does it, commensurate with the violent act that he undertook.
Well, I don't think you can say that. It took me less. I mean, that act is fundamentally changed the course of my life, right? I mean, it's 9 years on, and I can't say that, you know, my life is never going to be the same as it was before that event. So it's kind of a strange, arbitrary number, because you can't say that within 4 years my life bounced back and it was perfect. It wasn't. But then on the flip side, there are many victims who never get to see that kind of justice for their rapist, right? So only, I mean, I looked up some statistics, and I think somewhere I found that there's a 3% conviction rate for reported rapes in Northern Ireland. So, I mean, only 3% of victims get some form of justice like that, of those who have reported. And then generally only 1 in 10 victims actually reports to the police. So we're talking about a vast number of victims who never get to see that kind of justice. So, you know, for me, I guess I feel a little bit lucky, actually, that I was able to have a conviction for my perpetrator.
You had PTSD after this.
Yeah. I mean, and it's really hard to describe, unless you've actually been through it, what that feels like. Because my life, I mean, I was a film producer before that event, and I actually had the red carpet premiere of a film in London that I was meant to attend the day after. And I still attended it, actually. But I just remember, you know, I went into that walk thinking that this was just going to be, you know, a nice hike. And then my life fundamentally changed. Like, I wasn't the same person after. I wasn't able to function in the same way. I had panic attacks. I had nightmares all the time. I had agoraphobia. Stepping outside of my flat brought on a lot of fear. And I kept on having flashbacks. And that kind of shock lasted for months, probably well over a year. And then there was depression. There was anxiety, which also lasted for years. So it was a huge impact on my life. And it temporarily destroyed the kind of life I had at the time.
Why write a book about it?
I've always been a writer, right? So, and writing has always been how I've, made sense, or try to make sense of the world, I suppose. I have to credit the Nolan Show, actually, because 2 days after my assault, I remember sitting in my flat in London, and I Googled rape West Belfast for some reason. I guess I'm curious. And I suddenly was flooded with all these news stories about my own rape, which was very surreal. And then I actually came upon the Nolan Show. I came upon the Nolan Show broadcast about my rape. It wasn't yourself at the time. It was a different presenter. But it was very strange because I started hearing complete strangers talking about my rape. So, like, the Lord Mayor of Belfast called in, and, you know, a number of other people that live in the area of Colin Glen Forest Park called in. And it was just very surreal to hear my own rape, something that incredibly private that happened to me, being used sort of as a talking point by complete strangers. So I remember thinking, well, this is very weird. And then, I mean, I was in shock to begin with, but I also just remember thinking, well, like, nowhere in this space is there any consideration of the survivor herself. I mean, there's no space for the victim to actually speak. And then as I went about recovering in the years after, I just realized we rarely ever get to hear victims speak or survivors speak, right? So I wanted to write a book that did justice to that kind of survivor's experience, because I don't think people realize how indelibly impactful rape is on an individual's life and how much your life is changed. I think that needs to be realized. And at the same time, I think oftentimes it's a story of weakness and vulnerability. And I remember people saying on that radio program, oh, you know, that wee Chinese girl, because that was how I was described, that wee Chinese girl, her life is now ruined. And I remember being a little bit kind of insulted, even though I know it came from a place of sympathy. I remember thinking, these people don't know me, and how can they pronounce that my life is now ruined? So I wanted to kind of change that narrative and show that, I mean, even if you have been raped, it doesn't necessarily mean your life is ruined forever. It's a very long journey to recover, but it can be a story of strength and resilience in some ways.
And that story, if people want to read it, it's called Dark Chapter, is the title of the novel, inspired by your experience and those of other women telling their story of what happened to them rather than them being talked about by other people. Thank you very much indeed, Winnie, and nice to talk to you this morning.